This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your dog training. This show is brought to you by FamilyDogFusion.com. For professional advice, dog training tips, ebooks, and a video to teach your dog how to walk on a leash, go to FamilyDogFusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me for today's show and for this new year. I've been getting a little nostalgic today. I've been going through all of my shows in 2019 to create a recap for you. 2019 had some ups and downs, and overall has been a very good year. I hope for you, the dog lover, that your year has been wonderful and that you have an amazing 2020.
We would love for you to join our community of dog lovers. Log on to Facebook and search for our business page, Family Dog Fusion. There you will get updates as to what's going on with our dog-loving family and friends from all over the world. See events, our travels, or just information that you may need about the podcast, our book, or the new products we'll be releasing. That's Family Dog Fusion on Facebook. See you there.
This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so that you get the very best from your dog training. I am Benny Copeland, trainer to the people, behaviorist to the dogs, and just like you, the listener, a dog lover. Thank you for being a loyal subscriber to the show. Last year was awesome. I had a very good year in training and ended the year with a bang. We also made some great shows, had some amazing guests, and changed things up a little bit. Leslie Hankins, whom you still hear her beautiful voice in all the show breaks, had to leave the show in May. She had to get a real job that actually paid her some money, and I certainly cannot bear her ill will for that. So I started this venture on my own. At first, I was looking for another co-host, then I decided I liked doing the shows, and I loved how it was going. So with all of that, let's recap 2019 right after this.
Do you love what you hear in all of these podcasts? Does what Benny say just make sense to you? Well, if you want a more in-depth understanding of what it means when we say demystify your dog's behavior, then you need to go to Amazon.com and get Benny's book, Family Dog Fusion. Yes, we named the book after the website because we wanted things to be simple to remember. And most of all, we really want to fuse your dog into your family. In these few pages, Benny has decoded dog behavior. He's found a way to make what he has learned over the past 20 years of his life make sense when it comes to communicating with your dog. Also, the great thing about this book is you can mark up the pages, highlight the important stuff, bend the heck out of the spine even if you want to. It's yours. So we suggest to do all those things and then give it away and buy a new book when that happens. Family Dog Fusion on Amazon.com. Get your copy today.
As I talk about the shows, I'm going in order from early last year all the way to the end of last year. So if I talk about a show that you're interested in going through, you're going to kind of know where it is depending on where I am in talking about the shows. So you can look through it because I'm not going to actually give any specific numbers of shows or anything. And I've kind of lumped some together, but they should be in a pretty good order of how I talk about them. You're also going to hear me flapping through my paper since I wrote all these down as I was going through each of the shows. So with that, we did start the new year by asking the question, is your dog happy? And we actually talked about ways that your dog can show you that he or she had a great year. We then recapped the whole year of 2018. We talked about, can your dog make good choices? And then did a three-part series about untrained dogs, how to approach them, how to deal with untrained dogs, and just the fact that people are not consistent. We even did make a show about learning to be consistent. Then we asked the question, why do dogs shiver and shake? Next, I had a very personal experience about dogs in public venues, and we did a couple shows on that as well. I even talked about what to do if you come across a stray dog. Now, we did a couple shows about how you connect with your dog and energy and things like that, and how to deal with a new puppy. About this time is when I started doing the shows on my own. So I started by stepping out of my comfort zone and talking about dog aggression. I also talked about some common myths about dog training and talked about a few personal stats that I have with dog that I've done over the past 20 years of dog training. Then we went back to the behavior. I did a bunch of shows in which I read articles and I discussed my point of view. And I really liked doing that. We talked about dogs that chew, do dogs smile? We read an article on intelligence, the top 10 most intelligent dogs, and I also gave my opinion. We talked about play biting, of course, potty training. I even read an article about senior dogs, one that asked the question, is your dog smart? And even about not jumping, or as I like to say, teaching your dog to stay on all fours. Another thing that I did is I did a bunch of how-to shows. And I'm quoting with my fingers when I say how-to. How to give your dog a bath, how to give your dog a pill, how to approach a strange dog, and even how to take something out of your dog's mouth. In this last year, I realized I did a bunch of interviews, which I really loved. I did a couple shows with Josh Martin from Pet Pals of Tennessee and got his perspective on dog training. I talked to Linda Gregg with PetSense, and we talked about service dogs, emotional support dogs, therapy dogs, and then a bunch of different sports that dogs love to do. I even talked with Rachel Harris with Crossroads Campus, and she gave her perspective on training rescue dogs because she works a lot with rescue dogs. I even talked to Emily Luke and Krishana Futrell from Earthwise Pet Supply. And with that said, I did my first live show at a venue, Earthwise Pet Supply. That was pretty fun. Now, I also redid my potty training show that I had done over 3 years ago. So back then, Devin and I talked about potty training. I talked about the routine. The show was almost an hour long. So I wanted to shorten the show because I like to stay less than 30 minutes. But what ended up happening is that I created two shows, one on the routine and then the other one on the ups and downs of potty training your dog. But I do feel like that the shows get to the point. That's one of the things that I really feel proud about is that when I did have a show host, both Devin and Leslie, they were amazing, but I found sometimes that we just got sidetracked on personal things and talking rather than really getting into the meat of the show. Me doing it on my own, I'm very much about talking about behavior, getting in with that within that 30-minute time limit and letting you guys know what you need to hear right up front. So I like that perspective. You can let me know if you don't. Also, I did go over my all-important 10-to-1 rule, which I've done many, many shows in the past. And then I ended the year with the 3 tools for training. Now, the most important thing about my training are those 3 tools, praise, motivation, and correction. I actually did 2 shows on correction, which included talking about my 3 correction rule. And I did the most important show at the end, what is my method of training, which is praise, and talked about that for a full show. And we also talked about motivation in between there as the closeout of the year. And I felt like that there were some really good shows. I did some short shows, like today's going to be a very short show, obviously. I did some other things that were a little bit outside the box. I know I've read a couple times for my book and definitely promoted the book, Family Dog Fusion. And I do plan on doing a little bit more towards some of my theories this time. I've got some really good shows in the hopper, some topics anyway. I haven't written any shows yet, but I do have some topics. And I really look forward to talking to you guys about everything that we're going to do and how you're going to make your dog a really great part of your family for 2020. So with that, in summary, this year we talked about all of the shows from 2019. You discovered that there were some ups and downs and that I really enjoy doing these shows by myself and helping you get right to the point for dog training. And you also learned that 2020 has some great things in store. Thank you.
If you would like to contact us, we have a link on our website, familydogfusion.com. We would love to hear your opinion and we value your feedback. So again, familydogfusion.com. Or if you just want to send us a direct message, you can do that via email. It goes to familydogfusion@gmail.com. Your comments are important to us and help us with future shows. Thank you for listening to our show. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Also, go ahead and give us a 5-star review because it helps others find our show. And frankly, we just love to read them. This show is produced by Eric Janer and show notes are created by Carissa Dolan. Thank you to all of the Family Dog Fusion team and our affiliate sponsor, Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. For your free pet insurance quote, go to familydogfusion.com/insurance. And go to familydogfusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Be impeccable with your dog.